Hello, and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, the rights and wrongs of bearing arms. But first, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. John writes in to ask whether he can ever own a gun, since he was convicted of a felony in 1984. And Tracy asks whether a person can own a firearm if they have a domestic violence charge that was dropped to a deferred sentence. Great questions. The short answer is that persons convicted of felonies or domestic violence crimes are generally prohibited by federal law from buying guns. In a minute, I'll give some more detail on this complex area of the law, including some of the basics of legal gun purchasing. But before I go any further, I'm happy to tell you that this podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. You may have the right to bear arms, but just try explaining that to airport security. First, let's look at the constitutional status of gun laws. The Second Amendment to the Constitution states, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." In 2008, the Supreme Court struck down a District of Columbia gun control law on the grounds that the Second Amendment does not merely protect the right of militia members, notwithstanding those opening words about a well-regulated militia, but rather the right of each individual citizen to keep and bear arms. But the Supreme Court's ruling does not affect the vast majority of federal, state, and local gun laws that seek to regulate gun ownership but don't amount to a total ban. In this podcast, I'll focus mainly on federal laws, but there are thousands of state and local laws concerning firearms. Be sure to check all state and local laws before attempting to purchase a gun. Under the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968, certain categories of persons are not eligible to possess a firearm or ammunition. Those include fugitives from justice, illegal aliens, unlawful users of certain drugs, those committed to a mental institution, those convicted of crimes punishable by imprisonment for more than 1 year, which generally covers felonies, and those convicted of crimes of domestic violence. With respect to felonies, Jim notes that his conviction occurred more than 20 years ago, in 1984. But that fact does not help him. The federal law not only creates a permanent ban on gun ownership for anyone convicted of a felony, it even applies to those under indictment for a felony. With respect to domestic violence, that term is interpreted very broadly in the context of the Gun Control Act. In 2009, the Supreme Court held that the Act's prohibition extends to anyone convicted of any crime involving physical force or the threatened use of a deadly weapon against a person with whom the perpetrator had a domestic relationship, even if the crime is just plain old assault and battery rather than a specific domestic violence charge. Tracy asks whether the prohibition applies if the crime in question was dropped to a deferred sentence, by which she might mean a sentence that has been delayed or suspended. But I can't be sure from her email. In any event, under the Gun Control Act, the conviction itself is enough to trigger the prohibition. It doesn't matter whether the person actually served the sentence for the felony or the crime in question. If you want a gun, but you fall into one of the prohibited categories under the federal law, do not attempt to purchase a firearm illegally. If you really want a gun, it appears that your only legal recourse is to apply to the Attorney General of the United States for an exception to the Gun Control Act. You'll probably want an attorney to assist you with that. The other option might be to purchase an antique firearm. Many federal and state prohibitions have exemptions for collectors of antiques, which generally includes guns manufactured before 1898. But those exemptions vary considerably from state to state, so you should familiarize yourself with state and local laws. If you're not otherwise prohibited by federal, state, or local laws, then the basic rules for buying a gun include the following. You have to be 18 or older to purchase a rifle or shotgun. You have to be 21 or older to purchase a handgun. You must buy your gun from a federally licensed dealer in your state. And you must submit to a background check that the dealer will arrange using an FBI database. To sum up, federal law does not outlaw guns, nor does it allow outlaws to own guns. People with criminal records often cannot buy guns except possibly antiques. Be sure to follow all applicable laws when trying to purchase a firearm. When in doubt, that 18th century musket might be your best bet. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. One more thing. we're welcoming a new show to the Quick and Dirty Tips Network this week. Jason Marshall is the math dude. Although Jason is smart, he's literally a rocket scientist. His show is all about making math understandable and even fun for the rest of us. You'll find the math dude on iTunes and at quickanddirtytips.com. Welcome, Jason. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com or call them into the voicemail line at 206-202-4LAW. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。